The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most neglected books of the New Testament has to be the Acts of the Apostles. When was the last time you picked up the Bible and said, "Hey, I'm going to read Acts"? Exactly. But I love Acts of the Apostles. And I even did a Bible study on all 28 chapters of Luke's so-called second volume. A lot of times you will hear Luke's two books in the New Testament referred to with a hyphen, Luke Acts. They are really one book in two volumes because the apostles continue the ministry Jesus entrusted to them and established the church that Jesus desired, namely the Catholic Church. Jesus' work isn't finished until the end of Acts. That was also the purpose of my Bible study on Acts of the Apostles, to show how the practices that we have today as Catholics find their foundation in Acts. If you would like to watch the videos, you can find them on our church website, and the study is called the Acts of the Apostles, like an axe that you use to chop down trees and build a kingdom. Let me just say three things about our first reading from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. First of all, the apostles realize they need some help and decide to ordain 7 deacons. You all know Deacon Greg and Deacon Charlie and Deacon Cesar here at Immaculate Conception. Where did they come from? Deacons were not something the Catholic Church invented in the Middle Ages. Deacons were invented by the apostles in Acts chapter 6. In other words, the ministry of deacons is far more biblical than it is medieval. Please pray for 2 men from our parish who will be ordained as deacons on June 25th, namely Bill Curry and Candelario Galvan. Just like Deacons Greg and Charlie and Cesar, so Bill and Candelario, who I like to call the Candy Man, follow in a long line of deacons going all the way back to the Bible and the first 7 deacons in Acts chapter 6. My first point is deacons are in the Bible and shows how Acts is a thoroughly Catholic book, and so is the whole Bible. My second point is, what do the apostles mean when they say they want to devote themselves to the ministry of the Word? The ministry of the Word. Now, most people read ministry of the Word on a merely surface level and take it at face value and think it only means preaching and teaching the Bible, like our Protestant friends. The Word. But the ministry of the Word means much more than simply the written Word the Bible, or the spoken word, good preaching. As St. John teaches in his gospel, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, before the Word is written or spoken, it has been made flesh and dwells among us. And where do we find the Word made flesh dwelling among us today? Well, we find it first and foremost in the Eucharist, the body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of Jesus. When the apostles, therefore, want to devote themselves to the ministry of the Word, that is the Word they mean. Both the Word made body in the sacraments and the Word made Bible in the Scriptures. The ministry of the Word, therefore, encompasses both the ministry of sacrament and Scripture. And that is the business of bishops, to ordain deacons and priests and the ministry of the Word. And that is the second reason Acts is such a Catholic book and why you should read it. And the third thing is a rather humorous line in Acts chapter 6, verse 7, the last line from our first reading, which reads, "Even a large number of priests were becoming obedient to the faith." Can you hear Luke's surprise in that statement? Wow, even priests were obeying the faith. In other words, if priests can be faithful, anyone can be saved. And there's a lot of truth to that. It's like that old saying, the Catholic Church must be a divine institution. We priests have been trying to destroy it for 2,000 years and haven't succeeded. So it must have been established by Christ. Of course, Luke's meaning in Acts chapter 6, verse 7, is not primarily about Catholic priests. He's talking about Jewish priests who were converting to Christianity. But I believe Luke's verse also has an application for all priests, Jewish and Catholic. Pray for us priests to be more obedient to the faith. Yes, we have been called by Christ to be ambassadors for you, but we are also tempted and we have trials and we trip up and fall on our face. Pray for us to be obedient to the faith. The ministry of priests is also implied in the Acts of the Apostles. And the third reason this is such an important Catholic book of the Bible. Folks, in just 7 verses, in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, St. Luke has summarized the whole hierarchical structure of the church in the ministry of bishops, priests, and deacons. I hope you can see why Acts is such a Catholic book and why I love it and why I did a 10-part series study on it and why you should read it. Praised be Jesus Christ.